We know what we think. What do you think? Call The Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Four. A little bit longer tonight, 6:30 to 9:30. You got me, Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan, talking sports. 888-808-1019, like FM. It's KM and the PM. Let's get it. Are the Mets on Friday Night Baseball? Are they on the Apple game? Why isn't the pregame on in here on SNY? They got to be. We will certainly talk about the Make It Happen Mets. As last night, I was saying, hey, it's a new night, it's a new day, it's another game, winning cures all, go get a win. Unfortunately, the Rangers were not able to go get a win. The Yankees did. They win another series, and man, the Mavericks won. We haven't talked about the NBA Finals enough. I mean, well, now it's set, but we haven't really talked about the NBA since the Knicks got eliminated. And this Rangers series, it's starting to feel like the Knicks series started to feel once you got to game 6-7. You kind of run out of gas. Reality starts to hit you in the face a bit. Maybe I'm just speaking for myself and, you know, getting the temperature of Rangers fans and people I'm talking to and what I'm reading online. I just feel like, even though there's the parallel to 1994 still in the games in 94, this is not 94. What I'm saying is, you know, the Knicks were banged up, ran out of bodies, and the inevitable happened, right? They just didn't have enough guys to compete and win. They lose game 7. And I just feel like even if the Rangers do force a game 7, they don't have enough. I'm not a hockey guy. I'm not a hockey whiz. Man, I'm learning a ton. Like, I've learned more through these playoffs, I feel like, than I've learned through the regular season. It's just a different level of hockey. There's just a different level of conversation, even listening to The Fan and reading things online. Like, Rangers fans, don't panic now. Like, it's not the time to start scrambling now. I understand this is the first time the Rangers are facing elimination here in these playoffs, but man, I feel like everybody's got different ideas for what this team should do to fix this team, to find a way to win. And here we go. Game 6 tomorrow, 8 p.m., Sunrise, Florida. Operation Get Back to New York, fully on. I remember Game 6, the Carolina Hurricanes talked about Operation Get Back to New York. They failed it at that operation, but maybe the Rangers go down there and get a win. They've won down there, but I just think they got to stick to what they've done all year. You're still waiting for some of these guys to show themselves. And I just feel like the fan base is scrambling. Oh, you got to play Matt Rempe. Matt Rempe's not the answer. If he was the answer, he would have solved some problems already. He's not it. And I mean, I feel like you don't have to be much of a hockey whiz to realize Matt Rempe is not changing the game. Change this line. Move this guy from this line. The power play. Change this in the power play. Put this guy in. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like fans are scrambling. Oh, it's the ref's fault. We're not getting a certain. No. If you never watched hockey before and you watch this Panthers-Rangers series, it is clear as day that the Panthers are the better team. 888-808-1019. Now, obviously, the Rangers won the President's Trophy and scored all these points, and they had home ice advantage. I mean, it hasn't really meant much. The Panthers come into Madison Square Garden and they feel right at home. I had the thought today, I'm like, is there radio? I guess Miami radio would be talking about the Florida Panthers. Probably not. They're probably talking about Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill and Tua's new haircut. But if they were, I'm like, what are the callers down there saying? What are the callers in Sunrise, Florida saying? They're probably saying that this series should have been over already. They're probably saying that the Rangers are lucky they stole a couple games. They're probably saying they're the better team. They look like the better team. They're tougher than these guys. They get more shots off than these guys. They're smothering these guys. And the Rangers' best guys are nowhere to be found. I feel like Panthers fans got to be feeling really confident. They expect that the Panthers will handle business, and they don't want to go back to New York. They feel like it's game six in their building. They'll wrap this up, and they'll head to the Stanley Cup final. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I don't know. The Rangers cost me $1,200 last night, so I'm off that, man. Yo, you know, I tell you guys, don't bet. I tell you guys, just if you don't bet, don't get into it. Because they didn't really cost me $1,200. I could have won $1,200 behind a diabolical $5 parlay that I put together. And that last goal, that second goal with 49 seconds left, got me. So I got to share, because this is the only way I'll get over it. You know, some of you guys can't get over your ex-girlfriends. I can't get over parlays that were this close to hitting. This close. So last night, I'm cooking up. We got the Western Conference Finals. We've got the Yankees. We've got the Rangers. So I'm making parlays with all three of those games. I bet the Dallas Mavericks money line. Luka Doncic to score 35 points. Bang, bang. He scores 36. That's plus 449. And then, of course, I bet the Yankees money line and Aaron Judge to hit a home run. Bang, bang. Got both of those. Plus 332 on top of that 449. And then here's where I made the mistake. I should have went Florida Panthers money line, but I took them puck line minus 1.5. And I had a Sam Bennett anytime goal scorer plus 908. That would have turned $5 into $1,200. And it did. I was in my living room like, hey, we got one. And then bang, that goal goes in to make it 3-2 and smokes my bet. And that's why you don't bet. That's why I got to take a break. Now, you know, something like that happens to me, now you're off. You're off for a week. Can't put a deposit in. Can't bet for a week. You were this close to turning $5 into $1,200. But the Rangers scoring that second meaningless goal cost me that bread. 888-808-1019. Al Dukes had a tweet that I got to pull up. And I kind of feel like Al Dukes. Al Dukes didn't want to go to the game yesterday. He got offered a ticket to go see Game 5 in Madison Square Garden. Hard to get a ticket. Those tickets are up to $4,000. I was just hearing the guys talk about how Morash was in the suite and all this other stuff. Like, yeah, if you get an opportunity to go see that. I was offered an opportunity to go to one of the games, and I didn't go. Not my party. Not my place. But Al Dukes said, I need hockey season to be over. I would like the Rangers to win the cup, but this has to end. He said that on May 29th. And Al, you may get your wish. And I'm ready for hockey season to end in New York as well, because I'm ready for the NBA Finals. This is going to be a good one. The stage is set. Cinema. And there's ties for both New York teams, the Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets. Obviously, the Dallas Mavericks. You ever hear me call the Dallas Mavericks the Dallas Mavericks? I mean, I was doing that over the years with the players that used to play for the Knicks that went over there. One being Kristaps Porzingis. Now he's a Celtic. And he'll face his former team. And, of course, former Brooklyn Net, New Jersey's own Kyrie Irving will face his former team, the Boston Celtics. And just this season, I said, man, Kyrie came back to Barclays Center, and Nets fans didn't even know how to boo him. They were applauding him, oohing and aahing at his moves, his shots. And if there's one place that knows how to get at Kyrie Irving, it's up there at TD Garden. You already know they're pulling out those Kyrie sucks shirts, and you're going to hear those Kyrie sucks chants. It's going to be great for an NBA Finals. And when you look at this Celtics team, you know, Jaylen Brown saying they were going to win 5 rings. Tatum, you know, just outwardly saying he's one of the best players in the world. Well, they've failed so many times. I'm just waiting for them to fail again. They're favored in this series, and they should be. But a lot of people are questioning their path and the amount of time that they've had off now. So not only did they really not beat anybody, the Heat without Jimmy Butler. The Cavs without Donovan Mitchell, Jared Allen. The Pacers who were banged up and, you know, were limping their way. And once they gave up that first game of the Eastern Conference Finals, they were cooked. Man, I can't wait to see this. I cannot wait for the NBA Finals. It's going to be great. 888-808-1019. Two Kobe disciples. Kyrie, who most famously, after the 2016 Finals, called Kobe and talked about how Kobe told him about what the Finals was like and what winning the chip was going to be like. And even Jason Tatum, who worked out at the Mamba Academy, and oddly post a text that he sent to a deceased Kobe Bryant saying, I got you today, and then they go on to lose. I don't know if you guys are into the NBA. I'm ready to talk Finals. 888-808-1019 if anyone wants to indulge me. And, of course, we're going to talk about the Mets. Yesterday I said, David Stearns, do your job. Well, that man doesn't have to be told to do his job. He made a bunch of moves. Brett Beatty, you're out of here. Christian Scott, take a little bit of a respite period. We're going to London. We've got some off days. LGYM. Luis Torrens. Omar Narvaez is out of here. Yankees send Luis Torrens to the Mets for Cashman considerations. And yeah, the Mets make some moves. And you do that to shake up the clubhouse. You do that to send a message to players in the clubhouse that nobody's safe, that you could be gone. If you're not performing, you're out of here. This is important. We have standards. We need to win games. And they go out last night and they win that game. And the guy who is supposed to be the face of the franchise, no, not Pete Alonso, he contributed. But Francisco Lindor goes 4-for-4 with a homer and propels them to a win. J.D. Martinez, another guy who literally said he picked the Mets because he's addicted to the postseason, turned down the San Francisco Giants, we'll get to them in a second, to be a Met. He has his first real Mets moment. No, not breaking up the no-hitter with a homer. He hits a homer to win it in the eighth last night. So the people that went to Citi Field, even probably against their, you know, own will or their own best interest and thoughts, got to see the Mets win 3-2. And now that sets the stage for tonight. More LGYM. Former Yankee Jordan Montgomery versus former Yankee Luis Severino should be a good matchup. Can't wait to see those two guys who are buddies, man. They came up in the system together. Those two guys facing off at 7:10. Got to get that game on. Mets fans, call me up. Tell me how you're feeling now. It's a couple days after the whole Jorge Lopez glove tossing incident. And obviously we cleared that up. And, you know, even with Pete Alonso not knowing what to say, the media asked, hey, what were your thoughts on the whole Jorge Lopez glove toss? And he said, badeep, 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 badeep. He just wasn't around. He wasn't there. And he was getting an MRI and he didn't know what to say. And they were moving on from it. And it's in the past. But yeah, David Stearns is doing his job. They're shaking things up in Queens. And the Yankees, they don't need anything shaken up at all. I'm so impressed with the New York Yankees and how they play and how they fight and how they refuse to lose. And they win another series. They are 6-0 in rubber matches, 20 games over 500. Obviously, they have two guys that are right up there when you're talking about potential MVPs. And Aaron Judge, who got the scoring started, hitting a home run. I don't care how many times he struck out. All rise. Here comes the Judge. Aaron Judge is inevitable. This guy, he's had the most ridiculous month of his career. So, sure, some of us that said he was hurt, I'm guilty. Obviously, I said that April 22nd. It was a long time ago now. I'm guilty of thinking that Aaron Judge was hurt. I don't want the guy to be hurt. I care about his health more than my own. Aaron Judge being healthy and performing like this helps my life a ton. But for those of you that said Aaron Judge was cooked and washed, incorrect. This guy just literally put together the best month of his career, and they're putting his name up there with Babe Ruth. So keep on rolling, Judge. The month is not over yet. Add to that tonight in San Francisco, 888-808-1019. So Aaron Judge appears to be heading to the Giants. Well, now he'll actually go to Oracle Park, and Brian Hoke reported that it's a big weekend for Judge and his family. He's going to have a lot of friends and family on hand for the series, and Judge didn't get to play there in 2019 because he was out with an oblique injury. But, man, I expect Judge to put on a show. It's a full circle moment for him. He grew up rooting for the San Francisco Giants, wanting to hit like Barry Bonds. And, you know, I remember how scared we all were. I was on 95.7 The Game in San Francisco during their midday show earlier today with Steiny and Guru. And they talked about how they didn't actually think Judge was going to be a Giant. Like, most of their fans didn't think it was real. Over here in Yankee land, we thought it was real. I remember seeing that video of Judge in that hotel, like, ah, this isn't good. And then obviously during the winter meetings, Cashman doesn't know where he is. And it was kind of up there for a while, just like up in the air. We weren't sure. And man, I'm glad that Judge is here. He's worth every penny. And he'll get to go back and live out some childhood dreams playing in the ballpark that he went to as a kid. And he grew up, you know, rooting for the Giants back then. So looking at the baseball, looking at both sides, the Mets and the Yankees, a bunch of moves made for the Mets. And you know how I tell you to refresh your information, folks. I know everybody wants to say Francisco Lindor sucks and he's off to a slow start. Nah, he's got a 9-game hitting streak. And he showed up yesterday when you needed someone to lead the way, someone to lead off, literally lead the way and show up. We'll see if he can continue that tonight. And yeah, we'll talk Mets, we'll talk Yankees, and I'll definitely take calls from the Rangers fans just trying to get the pulse of the fan base, see how you guys feel going into this game 6. I know last night I was saying it's not supposed to be easy, it's supposed to be like this, but man, to lose that one last night like that in your building, I don't know how confident you are in rattling off back-to-back wins or just one win to force it to a game 7, but it is what it is, man. This is a Stanley Cup playoffs. This is the conference finals. You're facing a team that went to the championship last year, and they're smelling blood in the water trying to get back. So the number to dial is 888-808-1019. We're going to talk about everything, probably take the Rangers calls first and mix in some Mets calls and then really hit the Yankees and the Yankee lineup and this matchup against the Giants as we get closer to 9:30. Keith McPherson on the Fan. You got me until 9:30. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.